There's a moment in the Torah when the elders and Moses are summoned to the mountain, and then later we're told that Moshe is alone at the mountain. And the rabbis imagine that what happened was everyone was walking to the mountain, and one by one by one, the elders got scared and they slipped away. And in the end, because of their fear, it was just Moshe and God together on top of the mountain. But it is one of those cases where what became the encounter of Moshe and God because of the elders' fear is what feels meant to be. It had to be one-on-one, because the most powerful encounters of life are panim el panim, face-to-face, one-to-one. Nivra Adam Yechidi. God made a single human being at the beginning of creation. Why? Because the rabbis say, that way you'll know if you save a single life, it's saving a whole world. If one person can turn into a world, then anybody can turn into a world. You are a microcosm. Man is the measure of all things, we're told. One person can populate a world. So when on this Shabbat we say, each one, reach one, we're asking for worlds to connect. Right after someone gets married, they have yichud, which means aloneness, where it's one-to-one, because they've been in this large public ceremony, but there has to be a moment where there is that intimate connection, face-to-face, one-to-one. Moses on the mountain with God. The excruciating intimacy of just two people together. You all know that we hear all the time these days about difficult economic times and the way that people can't give the way they used to, but it has not diminished you. It may have diminished what you have in the bank or what you can buy, but the confusions of the possession with the person is not a confusion that Judaism makes. Nivra Adam Yechidi, God made one person who had nothing. Adam had nothing. But he could create a world. And you can touch a life and change a life, not with what you have, but with who you are. When God comes to Abraham, Abraham says, Hineni. And Hineni is usually translated, here I am, but it really is an indication of readiness to serve. Hineni means, what you ask, I will do. I am ready to change a life and to change a world. And you'll notice that even though God speaks to him in the singular, Lech Lecha, you go, Abraham goes with Sarah. Because the connection of one other, the connection of Adam with Eve, Abraham with Sarah, that's what shapes and changes the world and the Jewish people. Each one, reach one. You saw outside those little figurines hanging all in the lobby. And if you saw the prayers that our children wrote to American soldiers, each one was in the shape of a little person. This represents you, but also represents the person you can touch. The person who's blind to whom you can read a book. The person who can't drive, whom you could drive to the mall or to the movies. The person who's a shut-in, to whom you could bring food. The person in the hospital, whose hand you could hold. The person who's alone, with whom you can sit, so that that person will no longer be alone. Nivra Adam Yechidi, God made you singular, so that you will know that you can bring to another person an entire world, that you can change a life with a gesture, and it doesn't matter what you have, but it is entirely dependent on who you are. And in a time of diminishment, you can grow. And in a time of cutbacks, you can move forward. We live in a world of endless need. And no human being, no group of human beings can satisfy all the endless needs of humanity. But you can solve one. You can touch one. You can change a single life. And in changing a single life, you change the world. When we open our doors on Pesach and we say, "All who are hungry, come and eat." Is it a formula or is it a promise? If it's a promise, then go to a soup kitchen and feed someone. Then take some of the food in your pantry which has been sitting there, which you will never eat, and give it to someone who needs it. Because there are people in our city who are hungry, who need your help, who are lonely, who need your touch, who are thirsting and need your words. Each one, reach one, because everyone is a world, and in healing one human being, you have fixed God's broken world.